Hello, everybody, and welcome to Professor P's podcast. I'm Natasha Palumbo, aka Professor P. I'm known for evoking the essence of spirituality by bringing the energetic fire, activating the mind, and speaking the truth. I'm so honored that you are here with us today. I thank you for joining. This podcast is focused on entrepreneurship, empowerment, and energetics. You're going to find a wealth of information inside, guest speakers, and the elixir, a dose of energetic power. So let us join in on today's podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Professor P's podcast. I am so excited that you're back with me again today. First, let me give you your love and your kudos, as I'm always so grateful for you listening, subscribing, sharing, and being so inspired by each and every podcast. Truly, from the bottom of my heart, I thank you all so much. Please continue to share it out. Please continue to follow, subscribe, and leave me a message. Tell me something. I'd love some feedback. I'd love some comments right here inside. You can always leave a review, and I would love for you to do so. But you can keep sending them my way in my DMs. You can keep reaching out to me via email, however you'd like. I am here for it. Are you excited? Because I'm excited today. I'm bringing you another dose of elixir, which is that energetic power. Today's topic is old ceilings become new floors. Write it down. Do you have your pen and pad with you today? Listen, write it down. Put it in your phone. Old ceilings become new floors. Many times we are hitting our heads against a ceiling, and it's finally time to break through and step on new ground. Old ceilings become new floors. I encourage you today, as we embark into spring, it is March 1st, the day that I'm recording this. It is leap year. Yesterday was the 29th of February. We won't see the 29th of February again till 2028. Whew. Let me encourage you in this. Write yourself a little note and open it in 2028 on February 29th. What are you going to be doing? Where are you going to be at? Encourage yourself, prophesy over yourself, speak life over yourself, and then tuck that bad boy away. And on February 29th, open it up again, 2028. I had all my students yesterday doing that in class. I personally did it myself, and I encourage all of you to do it as well, because old ceilings become new floors. And the old ceiling of February 29th, 2024 is going to convert into a new floor of 2028. Whew. February 29th. Leap years are so fascinating, aren't they? I want to encourage you in newness today. That's my message. The newness of new ground. The newness of saying, hey, I'm putting a line between the past and the present. I'm moving forward. We don't look backwards. You don't need to be looking backwards anymore. You are ready to step in. How many of you know right now that you have been hitting your head against a ceiling? Let me see your hands. You know I love it when you raise your hands. How many of you? Where are you at? Oh, there you go. Some of you got a headache. Who has a headache? Oh, I just saw another hand go up. I can feel those hands going up. Oh, there they are. There's the hands going up all over the place. You know you got a little bit of headache because you keep hitting your head on a ceiling that I'm ready for you to bust through. I personally am saying you are Professor Palumbo approved to bust through that ceiling and begin again. Do you remember walking into a new home, your new apartment, your new dwellings? You remember that clean slate that it was? And you went in there and you decorated it, clean slate, and you began to build and grow. As I even reflect with my own old ceiling turning into a new floor. Being in Sacramento 26 years, it's a long time. I grew a big building, but I'm getting ready to leap this year. And I am encouraging all of you to consider what type of leap you can personally take. and stop hitting your head against that old ceiling and convert it into a new floor and begin to walk in empowerment and begin to fill your space with empowerment. The goals that you set, there is something to be said about newness. Watch what happens now as we have transitioned into spring. Watch what happens to the beauty of the land. Watch what happens as nature brings forward its colors. Do you know the most amazing colors are about to begin to appear before us? Not only colors, but fragrances, smells, and just an increasingly intense, beautiful energy of warmth. Light is coming, my friends. So I want you to think about some things where you know what? I think I've reached a ceiling here. I think that this is a ceiling and I'm ready. I'm not going to be scared. Many times we can be scared to step into the unknown because the unknown is scary. Please don't get me wrong that the unknown is not scary, because I'm here to tell you, stepping into the unknown is scary. It is very, very scary. Having radical faith in the unknown doesn't mean you don't get scared of what's there or even what you're letting go of to go there. Hold that space. Takes a lot to let go of things. Some of y'all need to let go of some people, some places, and some things. You know you need to put them down. You know you need to give them the gift of goodbye. Having radical faith in the unknown doesn't mean you don't get scared of what's there or even of what you're letting go to go there. It simply means you trust that no matter what, you are fully supported and able. The question of how doesn't have to be answered. Releasing the how is the hardest part. It is very hard, my friends, and it's very uncomfortable. We always want to figure out how, but that discomfort does not last for long. You are free to feel and release and receive. Do you understand? You are free to feel, to release, and receive. I encourage each and every one of you. I tell my entrepreneurs all the time how important it is not to worry about the big how. Please stop worrying about the big how and go to smaller little goals and figure those little tiny pieces out. Like a puzzle. I love puzzles. I used to put them together a lot when I was little. They would help with my anxiety. I was heavily abused, as many of you know, and I would act out and I was throwing up the abuse as it was coming in, and nobody was able to really see that. And so I used to sit down and put puzzles together, and it would help calm me. Anybody out there put puzzles together? They can be very calming, and it's very helpful to your anxiety. Tapping, putting puzzles together. I'll give you all kinds of tips to help for anxiety. You guys know that. That's what life is. Life is a puzzle. It's putting pieces of your puzzle together. And before you know it, your pieces all form into a beautiful, beautiful picture, a picture of your life. We're constantly putting pieces of our puzzle on the table as we present ourselves to ourselves and to the world. And when we leave, you will see the most beautiful puzzle all put together. It is important for you to understand that when you've laid a piece down, another piece is ready to come and join it. This is the concept of moving from old ceilings to new floors. You can't be stuck in one piece. You need all the pieces to form the picture, to form where you're going. Next level steps required. It's time for you all to begin to shift into your new floors. It's time for you all to shift into your new beginnings. I am calling it forward now. I am speaking a blessing over each and every one of you who know your head hurts because you've been hitting your head on a ceiling and you know it's time to bust through and stand on solid ground once again. I'm speaking a blessing over you for courage. That's what you need, because it takes courage to jump into the unknown. It takes courage to get out of that one building. It takes courage to build a second story. It takes courage to build a third, a fourth, a fifth. It takes courage. So today I speak a blessing of courage over each and every one of you listening. I speak a blessing to each of you as we sit here today and you listen to me. And I thank you for being with me. I truly do love each and every one of you. I really do. And I don't take it lightly that you come and you listen and you get this energy from me. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful to share this energy and this prophetic giftings. I'm speaking to somebody right now. I want you to know I see you. I feel you. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Your suffering is not in vain. Your struggle is not in vain, but it is time for you to rise up into your new position, your new authority. It is time for you to leap. Oh, I thank you. Thank you for my leapers. Thank you for those who know you're ready to leap, but you are scared. I'm telling you, I am scared. And I'm taking a very big leap this year by moving to San Diego, but I can't even get it all the way out. I'm still scared a little. But I know who orders my steps. But I know who goes before me. But I know that he makes all things new. And I know that he has said it is time for me to jump into the unknown. You want to know what type of size faith we need to have to move from old ceilings to new floors? A blue tiny ladybug, aka mustard seed of faith. That's it. That's all we need, my friends. Today, I encourage you and even myself in our faith. All we need is that tiny blue ladybug, that tiny mustard seed of faith. That's it. Don't stop believing. Don't stop working your faith. Keep stepping and God will keep providing placement for your feet or flight so you can soar. Please understand this about God. He is always there, always with us. I will tell you for a fact, loneliness is a real thing. Human loneliness is a real thing, but we are never alone spiritually. And yes, human loneliness is an epidemic in our world, which is why we cling to things that I just told you about letting go of, people, places, things. We cling to those because we're lonely. But God is always with us, and he will fill your loneliness with other light holders, other star holders. So please don't short yourself of the beauty of other beings who are good for you because you are holding on to what no longer serves you because you do suffer with human loneliness or you have suffered with human loneliness. I hope you all are getting something out of today. I hope you're being encouraged to let go of some things. I hope you understand the power of your faith, that tiny blue ladybug, aka mustard seed of faith. It's all you need. God continues to keep allowing us to step and gives us placement. And if it is time for our flight, he will allow us to fly and soar. That's the beauty of what's waiting for you, is that you could be ending up soaring, leaping. This is your year to leap. I am encouraging you right now. Leap like a grasshopper. Leap like a ladybug, because ladybugs leap too. Did you not know that? They leap. Have you ever seen them? Setting on the ground, catching, you know, maybe they even landed on you, but have you seen them spread their wings and leap over into another place? Just like Professor P is going to do, but you'll always be able to catch me right here on this podcast. And I promise that I will continue to show up for you. If you need me, if you need that extra encouragement, you can come and you can drop me a DM. You can follow me on social media. You can send me a message. You can reach out to me. I will pray with you. I will pray for you. I will sit with you. I will encourage you. I hope that you remember the power you possess and break through your ceiling and step on your new floor and fill your space with the beauty that you are, the beauty of new beginnings. The beauty of the spring is here upon us. The light is coming, my friends. The light is coming. Old ceilings become new floor. Thanks everyone for listening today. I hope you received a lot out of that episode and are feeling energized and ready for whatever lies ahead. If you did enjoy it, I'd appreciate it if you'd share it out. Thank you in advance for doing so. Please also connect with me on social media, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, Natasha M. Palumbo. And until next time, be encouraged, be empowered, and as always, be well.